Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, you made it. How was your flight?
Terrible. We sat in the plane for 3 hours while they looked for a different pilot. It turned out that our captain had exceeded the maximum flying hours allowed for one shift.
I'm surprised they didn't know that before letting the passengers board the plane.
That's what the woman sitting next to me was saying. She said she was going to call the airline and tell them how dissatisfied she was.
Number 41. What happened to the man? Number 42. What did the airline do? Number 43. What did one passenger complain to the airline about? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I received an email saying that your agency is offering a sale on airline tickets. I'd like to book a trip to Miami later this summer.
We can certainly help you with that. When would you like to travel?
Well, that's the problem. I'd like to take advantage of the sale if possible, but I'm not sure of the exact dates yet.
In that case, I'd suggest you buy a refundable ticket. That way, if you do need to make a last-minute change to your travel plans, you won't be charged extra.
Number 44. What does the woman want to do? Number 45. What is the problem? Number 46. What does the man recommend the woman do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Speedy Taxi Service, this is Asha speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to order a taxi, please. I'm at 41 Berry Street, and I need to get to the Bradbury Hotel by 2.
Yes, sir. I'll send a driver to pick you up in about 10 minutes. May I have your telephone number, please, in case the driver needs to contact you?
Yes, my mobile number is 555-0124. Also, I'll have several large, heavy packages with me, and I'll need the driver's help getting them into the car.
Number 47. Where does the man want to go? Number 48. What information does the woman ask for? Number 49. What additional request does the man make? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Could I buy a ticket to Dover here? I just tried to buy one at the vending machine, but it's broken. I really need to catch the next train.
Don't worry, you can get your ticket right here at the counter. And actually, the next train to Dover is running about 10 minutes behind schedule, so you'll have plenty of time to get to the platform.
Oh, great. Can you tell me how much that'll be?
The total is £50. Would you like to use cash or a credit card?
Number 50. What problem does the man mention? Number 51. What does the woman say about the next train to Dover? Number 52. How much does a ticket cost? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Price. I'm calling from Dr. Graham's office. You have an appointment for 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, but I'm afraid something's come up and the doctor won't be able to see you at that time. Would you be able to come in next week?
Actually, I'll be out of town on business next week. Could the doctor see me the following week?
Let's see. Why don't you come in on Monday the 23rd, at the same time, 1 o'clock, if that works for you?
That should be okay, but I have to look at my calendar. Would it be all right if I called back later to confirm?
Number 53. Why is the woman calling? Number 54. What problem does the man mention? Number 55. What does the man say he has to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Anna Silman from Morita Electronics. I have an appointment at 1 o'clock with Mr. Miller. I brought the new maintenance contract he wanted to go over.
Oh, he's still down on the factory floor inspecting some machinery, but he should be back in a few minutes. Would you like to have a seat while you wait?
Actually, I don't have a lot of time. I have a lunch meeting on the other side of town.
Okay, why don't I give Mr. Miller a call? It shouldn't take him long to get here.
Number 56. Why does the woman want to see Mr. Miller? Number 57. Why is Mr. Miller late? Number 58. What does the man say he will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Tim. How did your move go last week? Does it take longer to get to work now from your new home in the countryside?
Well, for such a long drive, it's actually very relaxing since I don't have to deal with city traffic. It's one of the reasons I wanted to move.
I'm sure. Have you found someone to rent your apartment in the city yet? If you haven't, I know that Sandra in marketing is looking for a place. If you send me the details about the apartment, I can pass them along to her.
Number 59. What did the man do last week? Number 60. What does the man say about his commute? Number 61. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
So, Ms. Shin, you're interested in becoming a woman's wear buyer for Beckman's department store. I see from your resume that you've had experience as a buyer for another clothing store.
Yes, for the last 2 years I've been a buyer at Graber's Fashions, selecting both men's and women's clothing. A large part of my job is to negotiate contracts with fashion designers and manufacturers.
We're definitely looking for someone with good negotiating skills for the buyer's position here. Is there any reason in particular why you're looking to change jobs?
Well, I've been wanting a job that allows me to travel more internationally, and this seemed like a great opportunity.
Number 62. What position is the woman interviewing for? Number 63. What type of experience does the woman mention? Number 64. Why is the woman changing jobs? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling to find out about your room availability April 3rd through the 10th. I'll be in San Antonio on business and several of my colleagues recommended the Relson Hotel.
I'm glad to hear that your colleagues enjoyed their stay here. Let's see. It looks like the only room we have available on those dates is slightly more expensive. It's an executive suite which includes a small kitchen and work area with free internet access.
That would be convenient since I have to stay in contact with my office while I'm there. I'll have to check with my manager first, though, to make sure the company will cover the higher cost.
Well, I can hold the reservation for you for 24 hours. That should give you time to check with your company without losing the room.
Number 65. How did the man say he learned about the hotel? Number 66. What is the man's concern about the room? Number 67. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation. Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Martina, I'm having trouble finding my daily schedule on the computer. The calendar software keeps on giving me an error message. I think I'm meeting Ms. Lee at 1 o'clock, right?
Actually, she just called a while ago and asked if you could come at 1:30 instead.
Good. Pushing it back to 1:30 gives me more time to get ready. While I'm out of the office, would you mind calling technical support for me? I'd like to make sure my calendar works again soon.
Number 68. What is the man having trouble doing? Number 69. When will the man's meeting take place? Number 70. What does the man ask the woman to do?